This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Carrie Lutz. Today is 1/27/21, and this is show number 196. So pretty wild ride out there today, Nick, huh?
Oh, today the wild action continues. I mean, we are seeing up, down, and all around. We had a big gap down this morning before the opening bell, a big plunge in the S&P 500, and then we've just gotten a big, big rebound. But this is the kind of wild action you get at this stage of the game when it's late innings like this. So it's quite something. Another, you know, we were talking about that GameStop today. That thing traded as high as $3.65 a share in the pre-market. Another roller coaster ride that I haven't seen quite like this. But you know, the word on the street is that there are numerous hedge funds caught on the short side, and someone's just squeezing them out. Usually when something like this happens in the past, it usually results in a hedge fund or maybe several hedge funds going out of business. So we'll see. That definitely is going to cause more volatility in this market. And you know my trade of 2021.
Mm-hmm. I know, it's volatility. So GameStop. And is it the same people short on GameStop who were short on Tesla and all of those other bubble stocks?
Well, we don't think so. Right now, it looks like several hedge funds have, you know, shown their positions in their filings, and they had big put positions in GameStop. They had big heavy short positions in there. And, you know, it's almost like when somebody knows somebody is really down and out and their portfolio is not doing well, Wall Street has a tendency to sniff those guys out. And it's like blood in the water when you're swimming with sharks and they go into a frenzy. And I think that's what's happening. I've seen this, you know, over the years many, many times. So, again, I think this is more hedge fund related. These guys are getting, you know, hammered out of their position. In fact, Citron's Andrew Left was short GameStop. He said the stock would go down to 20. That was when it was around 80 or 40. And here we are, you know, today the stock hit 365. So he said he covered his short around 90. Just think about how many people followed him into that, and they're absolutely getting destroyed right now. And this is perfect example why you need to understand how markets operate and the euphoria that's involved in them. And again, you know, I have no skin in the game when it comes to GameStop, because I saw these euphoric moves before, and I know they can go higher. The right thing to do is wait for the reversal to take place, and then you could jump on board.
Yeah, you don't want to be right at the wrong time, right?
That's correct.
That's dangerous, right?
That is very dangerous. And especially when you have stocks like this, where you have a big crowd from the Robinhood traders that get involved, you know, that's one of the driving forces behind this big, big move as well. So again, you know, we'll be watching this. But I have to chuckle when I see this, because this is the stuff that happens in the late innings.
Yeah. And we shouldn't be surprised by it, should we?
No, not at all. This is what you get. You get a dash for trash at the late innings. And I tell everybody that, and I've been, you know, preaching it to my members, especially who have a tendency to be a little bit on the gambler side. And I said, listen, you don't need to gamble. You just need to speculate correctly. And if you do that, you know, you'll come out on the right side of the trade more often than not.
Yeah. So Elon Musk did a tweet which supposedly added to the GameStop stock rally. Did you hear about that?
No, I did not hear about that.
He called it Game Stonk. And, you know, that was shortly after Tuesday's closing bell, which saw it up 93% for the day, more than seven times its value a month ago. And then the shares, as you said, briefly climbed over 300 before sharply pairing gains. And so it's only up 66% at 244.51. And you got to be a Robinhood trader to really cash in on this one, huh? No sane person's going to go near it.
Yeah, this is stuff I don't even touch. I don't go next to it. I just leave it alone. This is not for me. This is not my cup of tea. I like to look at chart patterns and take advantage when I have an edge. If I have no edge in the game, there's really no reason to be involved in it. So I just watch on the sidelines with my popcorn, and I just chuckle at how, you know, the stock can go from basically under 15, 16, 17 bucks to 365 today in short order. So it's pretty remarkable. Today, right now, as we speak, the stock's up 100%, trading just underneath $300 a share. So
this is what you call a value play, right? Total absence of any value. And I'm looking here. I see Melvin Capital closed out its GameStop short, as the spokesman said, it repositioned our portfolio over the past few days, and they were bailed out, according to CNBC, by fellow hedge fund Citadel and Point72 Asset Management, run by Ken Griffin and Mets owner Steve Cohen, respectively. So there's your hedge fund that collapsed. Obviously,
That's just one that you're hearing about, though. There are others. There's definitely others. That's just one making the headlines here. But you know, there's an old story. If there's one in danger, it's like cockroaches. If you see one, there's plenty that you're not seeing. You know, and that's the way it works. And that's why these things are still, you know, squeezing at this stage of the game.
Yeah, obviously, you know, Wall Street specializes in locating vulnerabilities. And it doesn't matter whether you're a small player or a big player, they know the book, they see the book, and the computers jump into action. And when they see a big player selling short, and they see that technically there's still strength in the stock, then they go full blast into the stock, and they blow out the shorts. And that's exactly what's happened here.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happened here. And it works the other way, too. So, you know, again, you know, that's why when you do trade, you want to have the best chart patterns. You want to be able to abide by your stop losses. These are all things that'll keep you in this business. But, you know, it's safe to say that this hedge fund is probably done. And there are many, many others that are probably cooked as well. So, again, that will cause some more short-term volatility in the market. And that's good for me.
Hey, so the guy from The Big Short, Michael Burry, said this is unnatural, insane, and dangerous, and now they're calling for regulation. All of a sudden, you know, when the trade goes against them, then yeah, they're all for regulation. But when the trade's going in their favor, then that's just the way things are supposed to work. I'm a master of the universe, and everybody step aside while I walk by. Hey, so gold and silver were really getting slammed this morning. Double-digit losses for gold. Silver is down like over half a buck. And from all this market turmoil, they seem to have bounced back a bit.
Yeah, they have come back a bit. If you take a look at gold futures now, they're just down 6 points. I mean, they were down much more earlier, but just down 6 points as we speak. Silver futures down 24 cents. You know, that there's nothing bad there. But yeah, gold, you know, gold is like Weeble Wobbles. You know, it falls down, but it doesn't really fall down, right? What's that old saying? Weeble Wobbles get knocked down, but they don't fall down. So it just comes right back up, you know. And again, a lot of backing and filling in gold. And I still think that, you know, we need more of it. We are seeing gold miners today down a little bit, but that's coming back off the lows as well. So, you know, a lot of people, when they start to see these kind of markets, they may be looking at gold as a safety trade. So we'll have to keep an eye on it here. But, you know, so far, a big sell-off in morning for the precious metals, but they're bouncing back pretty nicely as we speak.
Yeah, so it's a little ironic that Wall Street goes all in both for and against a stock named GameStop. I mean, doesn't that strike you as a little ironic here, Nick?
That is, you know, it's maybe it's poetic justice. I don't know. It's just it is pretty funny. But, you know, this is the sign of the times. We are looking at what we call a dash for trash. Another one today that made a big move in the pre-market as well was AMC Entertainment. That thing was just really trading at around $26 a share earlier, then went back down to $12. Now it's back to $17. So, I mean, you know, there's so many. A lot of these retailers, too. You take a look at Dillard's. I mean, look at the move that Dillard's has had recently. Stock was, you know, probably earlier this year, trading, you know, below, I think it was at around $55 or $53. Now it went to $127 today. Now it's pulling back. Best Bed Bath & Beyond. I mean, you know, earlier in the month, this thing was trading at around 17, went all the way up to 54. So you're just getting these big, big squeezes that are taking place. And again, you know, when you squeeze, we go for a dash for trash at the end. That's, you know, that you're just trying to get the bottom of the barrel stuff to get a bid. But after that, it doesn't look promising.
Yeah. What can they do to follow up? You know, AMC Entertainment, that's a stock that's been around forever. And it's gone through these, you know, these infatuations with Wall Street many a time before. You know, they're the bowling alley company, I think, at one time, right? Do I have them right?
They might have been. They might have been. But, you know, I don't even really pay too much attention to their whole industry. I know they're in movie theaters and things like that. But overall, you know, I just watch these charts and they're rather, you know, incredible. But, you know, I've always known them as the movie theater company.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought they were in bowling at one point. They owned Brunswick. And, they have a storied kind of history.
Yeah, Brunswick's still a publicly traded company on its own, and Brunswick's a pretty big conglomerate. They have a lot of companies, but this AMC Entertainment Holdings, I'm sure they do have other entertainment entities, but, you know, I predominantly just know them as a movie theater company.
Yeah, a movie theater company. I think you got that right, but I don't know. I probably am wrong about that. I got them confused with elsewhere, but movie theaters are dead in the water now. Nobody's going to the movies, even though in Florida here where it's open, two or three people will be in a movie theater.
Yeah, my kid was just there. He said him and his friends were the only people in the whole entire theater. They were jumping from one movie to the other.
Yeah, well, maybe they'll start giving out vaccinations and all the people will return, right? They'll just come to the movies, free movie and a vaccine. And, you know, it's, right? Maybe that's where we're headed. So, well, In any event, you should be headed over to inthemoneystocks.com. Biggest trade of the decade is coming shortly. And if you want to get ready for it, go over there. Take a look at the Twitter feeds at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, at Kerry Lutz. Send us your emails. Promise that we will get to them later in the week or early next week. That's it for today, Nick. And we will catch up with you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Kerry.
And so concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Be sure to go to his website, inthemoneystocks.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds, at ITMS and at NickSantiago01.